sometimes ADHD issues are blood sugar issues. So we need to make sure they're getting enough fat and enough protein in their diet. Probably the single best simple intervention for an ADHD kid is to make sure they have a high protein breakfast.
Wow.
That alone. Okay. There's one study that looked at kids where they gave them a high carbohydrate breakfast, a high protein breakfast, and then no breakfast. And the kids with a high carbohydrate breakfast, we're talking waffles, Captain Crunch cereal, that kind of thing, they did worse than kids with no breakfast.
Wow, that's profound. Okay.
That's profound.
Yeah.
And kids obviously with a high protein breakfast, stable blood sugar.
Welcome to Functional Medicine Coaching Moms Podcast, where simplifying healthy lifestyle change for moms is the only goal.
Today, we are excited to talk to Dr. Scott Shannon, founding board member of the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine and the American Board of Integrative Medicine. He is also founder of the Wholeness Center in Fort Collins, Colorado, a mental health center mixing conventional and holistic services.
Dr. Shannon is speaking at the Institute for Functional Medicine Annual International Conference in Orlando, and we are so grateful he's agreed to meet with us. This topic is for you if you have a child with ADHD. Both Raquel and I have kids with ADHD, and Dr. Shannon gives us easy, applicable tips to help our kids thrive. So thank you so much for being with us here today, Dr. Shannon. And we were wondering if you could talk a little bit about what kind of lifestyle factors could influence ADHD in children. What are some things that moms can do to help their kids thrive if they've had this diagnosis?
Well, one of the things to know is that ADHD is not a specific problem, but it's a collection of problems that is really quite heterogeneous, quite different. So I think one of the most important things to realize is you really need a personalized assessment to find out what kind of ADHD you have, because some kids are going to be slow, daydreamers, stare at the ceiling, kind of lethargic, they like to sleep, they're low energy, they might have been late to walk. And then you can have a child who at 9 months of age was running, was very active in the womb, and is impulsive and energetic and flies around the room and motorically gifted. And those are both qualified as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And what we see is they're really very different things. So I think it's really important to personalize, just as in functional medicine, you want to personalize care. With ADHD and an integrative or holistic approach, you really need to drill down and find out what are the specific problems your child is having.
Yeah, that sounds like a different approach, because I feel like in the past you kind of just hear it's ADHD, you kind of think of the typical hyperactivity, and you don't really
And it's a
break
route
it down.
To giving stimulants.
Yes.
And stimulants can help some children, but I think there's a lot of other things that can be done first, and that's my point of view.
Sure. Okay. And so what are some of those things that we could look at?
Well, one of the things we like to look at is diet and food. So does the child have a food sensitivity? And these are kids often that may have had colic or eczema as an infant. These are kids who have GI problems, GI upset. They may have skin issues and chronic ear infections. Of course, multiple courses of antibiotics. Those are often pretty good indicators that there's a food problem. Is there a family history of allergies? And so when I see problems like that, then we often work with the naturopaths in our office to do food sensitivity testing and elimination diet. So we're often eliminating the real prime offenders. We do this first. We often do a food allergy test, and then we pull out the offending foods. But if we don't have a food allergy test, let's say a six-year-old who doesn't want to give blood,
right,
then we'll take out things like dairy or gluten or citrus or other corn, other prime offenders, pulling them out and seeing if there's a change. And a number of studies that document if you put a child on a hypoallergenic diet, their ADHD improves significantly. So that's one set of kids. We have another subset of kids who, what we're looking to do is just improve their diet. They may be eating Cheetos and Mountain Dew, and that's their primary two food groups.
Yes.
And those are kids that we just need to get on a better, more balanced diet. Sometimes ADHD issues are blood sugar issues, so we need to make sure they're getting enough fat and enough protein in their diet. Probably the single best simple intervention for an ADHD kid is to make sure they have a high protein breakfast.
Wow.
That alone. Okay. There's one study that looked at kids where they gave them a high carbohydrate breakfast, a high protein breakfast, and then no breakfast. And the kids with a high carbohydrate breakfast, we're talking waffles, Captain Crunch cereal, that kind of thing, they did worse than kids with no breakfast.
Wow, that's profound. Okay.
That's profound.
Yeah.
And the kids, obviously, with a high protein breakfast, stable blood sugar, did the best.
Sure. Yeah, that's huge.
Simple.
Yeah,
intervention.
Simple. That's simple, and it's kids do love hard breakfast, you know, pancakes.
They'll crave it.
Yeah.
You know, you can tolerate that to some degree if you can get them in some eggs or a couple sausage links or something, yogurt, that has some protein in it, nuts, to stabilize their blood sugar through the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that tip, because that actually is easy, and that's something that we can do as moms, you know, very easily, at least add some protein if they don't want to give up the carbs. So that's great. Okay, that's very helpful. And then anything else, like so was that, like after you look at the food piece, where would you look also?
Exercise.
Okay.
Kids that are very motorically driven, like the classic ADHD kid, they're going to do best if they can get some vigorous exercise in the morning. Clear evidence shows that if they can get 20 minutes of active, heart-beating kind of exercise, you know, jumping on a trampoline or running around the backyard, playing catch, chasing the dog, whatever it is, they're going to do much better in school that morning.
Yeah.
And once again, it's just getting them to do it and getting a family lifestyle that says, okay, let's do our morning calisthenics, or let's run around the house three times to get ready for school.
Sure. Yeah, because you have to sit so much all day.
All day.
It's hard.
And the classic ADHD kid is a kid that wants to, it's a boy, first of all, 4-to-1 boys to girls, and it's a boy that wants to move. And when they looked at brain scans, what they found is that these kids with ADHD do not have an abnormal brain, but they have slowed development in the frontal lobes. And that tends to catch up over time.
Sure.
So be patient is one
okay,
thing.
Right. Also be patient. So these are great tips for us. Anything else you can think of that we've missed?
Parenting is, there's an approach I like called the nurtured heart approach, which is pretty simple. It's simple to learn, challenging to put into place, because what it's doing is having you focus the way you deliver your energy to your child. And are you getting engaged, excited, upset when they do something wrong? Or are you getting engaged, excited when they do something right? And kids will remarkably gravitate to whatever gets you going. There's a saying that Howard Glasser, who developed this technique, has, that the parent is the child's favorite plaything.
That makes a lot of sense to me. As a mom,
as a mom, and it's like they want to get, and if they can get you excited by doing their homework or sitting quietly or helping their brother, they're going to come back and do that again.
Yes,
and where if you're on your phone, just distracted, and they need to do something like, you know, give the cat orange juice or whatever it is, then they're going to get you going. And then that becomes a pattern that happens in your family over and over again. So the nurtured heart approach is a nice, simple way to build positives in the family life.
Where can we find more information on that, the nurtured heart?
If you look up nurtured heart approach and Howard Glasser, he's got a number of books, but he also has a nurtured heart website where you can find coaches that can help you as a mom deliver this.
That's amazing.
Because what I do is I often have people get the book, and it's called Transforming the Difficult Child. It's about 20 years old, but I've worked with it. And for kids who are oppositional, who argue, who are challenging, or just high energy, it's really an excellent tool. And they will have coaches, and now coaching can be remote from anywhere. So
sure. Yeah.
Lots of
that's
options.
Very helpful. Yeah.
And parents often find reading the book, I think I got it, but having a couple sessions of coaching to help them with the real world problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And real quick, I did want to ask you about neurofeedback and how that can help kids with ADHD.
We've been doing neurofeedback in our office for 14 years, and we do brain maps, which is a quick look, like takes 20 or 30 minutes, wires, a little cap on the head, and it tells us how that child's brain is working and how it compares to the typical brain. And then we do the neurofeedback, which is brainwave training, to help train that brain back in a direction that will be less likely to be inattentive, impulsive, or hyperactive. And studies show that it works. It can take time, it can take 20 visits, but it's really a very reasonable, and I think, effective alternative to Ritalin.
Okay, yeah, I will say I've had some success with my son with neurofeedback. He has ADHD and anxiety, and it's been very helpful for that with the neurofeedback. And my question for that, though, is does it hold? Like, once you do those treatments?
Because it's training, it does hold. Whereas when you give someone Ritalin, if you stop the Ritalin, it's gone within a day or two. But with neurofeedback, it's like training for a marathon. And once you stop training, you still have the fitness and the strength that you gain. Whereas, you know, the equivalent of Ritalin would be like riding in a golf cart. It may get you to the same place, but you're not going to be as fit or as endure after the fact. And then you depend on the golf cart.
Yes. Okay. That's a great analogy. That makes a lot.
That is a great analogy.
Well, thank you so much for this insight. Is there anything else you wanted to add about ADHD in kids?
No. Just know that, you know, many of our society's most creative, inventive, and industrious people have been ADHD children. And I've got to admit, I may have spent a portion of my childhood in a harness. So.
Personal experience, and this is true, they are the most creative and brilliant minds, I think. So that's great.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from our mom community. Any wellness topics that are high on your list, please DM us at Functional Medicine Coaching Moms. We can also be reached via email at info@functionalmedicinecoachingmoms.com. You can find Functional Medicine Coaching Moms podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.